morning, everyone. I'd like to call the conference committee regarding House File 748 to order. Welcome, everyone. I'm sure you all understand that we are on rather tight timelines, but we intend to do as much of this in the public eye as possible. This committee will be meeting and recessing on and off throughout the day, depending on how the day goes. So this is kind of our get acquainted, lay out the path meeting. We will not be doing a lot of action at this meeting this morning, but we will be getting our foundation laid. With that, I would like to have our House caucus members introduce themselves, starting with Representative Hausman.
More than name?
Keep it under 20 minutes, please.
Representative Hausman, Minnesota House.
Tony Albright.
Bob Vogel.
Chris Wozenski.
Thank you. I'll turn it over now to Senator Stumpf.
Good morning, everyone. Leroy Stumpf, Senate District 1. And we have Logan O'Grady, staff, Stephanie James, our counsel, and Casey Mum, our fiscal analyst, and Senator Tomasoni. And we have Senator Hayden, who's on his way, and Senator Katie. there he is. So, Senator Hayden, and Senator Katie Sieben, and Senator Dave Senjum. So, nice to be here.
Thank you, Senator. You know, at this time, we do not have a target, so we don't have any numbers to announce for you today. We don't know for a while yet what our target's going to be. The target, of course, is very important to our negotiations, but we expect to get that sometime soon. And as soon as we do, we'll be working on proposals. At this point, I would like to ask Senate Counsel to talk about the procedure for the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, it's my understanding that this committee will recess shortly. And then when you come back, you'll be prepared to walk through and make adoptions in Article 2 of the bill. The side-by-side that everyone will be working from has on one side the House bill as it was voted on the floor, and on the Senate side, the Senate bill as it came off, as it was voted on the floor, as it was amended on the floor. And so that's the source document that you'll be working from.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. So that information is going to be available. It's really just the two bills that were considered, one considered in the Senate, the other one considered in the House, and that's the information from which we will be working as we proceed through the day to reach an agreement. I believe that's all we have for folks right away this morning. Senator, did you have anything to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe we have some documents that would be available to the public. We have the side-by-side of the House and Senate language. We also have a spreadsheet, I believe, the numbers spreadsheet. Is that correct? And then also both a House summary and also a Senate summary. So those documents will be available. And if there aren't enough copies, I believe all of those documents are available online. So you can access them via the internet.
Thank you, Senator. With that, we will recess to the call of the chair. Good afternoon. It is afternoon, after all. I just figured that out. I had help getting my watch set properly from Representative Albright. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. We are working at this time on Article 2 of the bill. We have agreed upon many of the sections in that article, and I'm going to have Ms. Dyson walk through those sections for you.
Mr. Chair and members of the conference committee, in your side-by-side, if you look at page R95, the first item in the agreed-upon items is the provision relating to the upper bluff of Fort Snelling State Park and allows for lease of that property. The next provision is on R97. And this is the Greater Minnesota Business Development Public Infrastructure Program. It's House Side Section 7 and requires the commissioner to explain to legislators if they make a grant for less than 50% of a project cost. The next section is on R98. It is House Section 10, and it's the Greater Minnesota Business Development Public Infrastructure Program increasing the maximum grant amount from $1 million to $2 million. The next item is on page R100. At the top of the page, Senate language, Section 6. It is a provision in the local road improvement program relating to the Trunk Highway Corridor Projects, changing the name from Trunk Highway Corridor Projects to Local Cost Share Assistance Account. And it also strikes a sentence that relates to criteria, because there's another provision in the same section of statute that lays out criteria. What is modified in here in this agreement is on line 85.7, where it strikes loans. That would be reinstated to maintain the loans option. The next sections that are proposed are on R101 to R108, all relating to the Public Facilities Authority Water Infrastructure Funding Program, Point Source Program, and Revenue Bonding Authority increase. And those are identical in the House and the Senate. The next item is on page R109. At the bottom, you'll see House Section 16 and Senate Section 14. This is extending the availability of funds from a 2002 appropriation for the Fergus Falls Regional Treatment Center to 2018. The next one that would be included is on R115. Relates to, it's the House Section 18, the 2012 appropriation for the Lanesboro Dam, and this exempts it from the non-state match requirement. The next one included are on R117. House Section 20, Senate Section 19, the Grant County Trail, changing and to or so that they can use the money for any of the purposes as opposed to all of them. House Section 21, Section Senate Section 20, the Inver Grove Heights, splitting the appropriation between the county and the city to reflect that different property owners. And then next is the R117, the Inver Grove Heights. That's that. Okay, then down to on the House side, Section 22, the West St. Paul River to River Greenway, adopting the House side. It's just slightly different. It modifies the project description and the name of the project. And then the Next one is the Wilmer Y project, adopting the house language on the bottom of R117 to 118, again providing a flexibility in that project. And then on R118 to 119, there it says Office of Legislative Auditor Asset Preservation Report. This provision is adopted with the modification that it would be done by the Department of Administration. And then on R120, on the House side, Section 24, report on the future of Glenn Sheen. And the repealer, which is an obsolete provision relating to secondary cooperative facilities. And then finally, the effective date.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Dyson, for that run-through. Members, these are the provisions in Article 2 of the bill that we have agreed to and intend to adopt. There are a few provisions in there that do relate to the spreadsheet, so we cannot adopt them at this time, though they may be considered later depending on the agreements we make on funding. With that, any questions from members or Senator Stumpf, you had something to bring up?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just to go back to more for clarification on the...
what page are we on?
I believe it was 89. It has to do with the water, some of the...
That's Lewis and Clark.
Okay. All right. No, I think I have my
question. Okay. Any other questions on these provisions? Representative Hausman.
Chair, just a question about process, because we have members who out there who might have just heard parts of the motion. Are you ever going to invite either question or comment, or what will be our process in terms of people who are following us?
We're running on a very limited time schedule, so I don't think we'll be taking any public testimony or questions from the public. They, of course, can contact us offline if they feel there are discrepancies, because of the timeliness of this, I don't think we're going to be able to take time for public testimony. Everything is subject to revision if necessary. I just think we need to work as quickly as we possibly can. Senator Stump.
Mr. Chairman and members, I think the motion would be to move those provisions that we went through for possible inclusion for adoption, and that would be in a committee report.
Thank you. The motion
Mr.
is...
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Senator Thomasoni.
Chairman, I don't have any objection to anything here, but local cost share assistance program, where we added the word loans back into it.
Right.
We deleted it for a reason, and I don't remember what, but if I find out something as to why we did it later on, we may want to change it, but for right now, I'll leave it the way it is.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Okay. As we discussed this in our meetings last night and today, no one knows why it was deleted, and that's why we decided to retain the flexibility unless there's some good reason to eliminate it. The other changes, of course, in that provision are going forward. Any other questions from members? Seeing none, the motion before you is to adopt these changes for the conference report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed by the same sign. Thank you. Those changes are made. So we've accomplished step one. Thank you very much. We will be recessing again as we await a target. We do not have one at this time, but we will continue to do our work to get ready. Those of you in the public, if you have questions about the actions we just took, please please try and get them clarified and let us know if you see something that is out of line or inappropriate. I just remember there are some provisions in Article 2 that we did not deal with at this time because they do relate to funds. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have another technical amendment. Can I have a page, please? These millenniums are always engaged with their electronics. I have two 20-something daughters, so I know exactly what it's like. This amendment incorporates technical changes to the House Bill number 622. I don't believe there's anything controversial in here. It's just to get it in the shape that it needs to be. Page is handing them out. I'll have Ms. Dyson run through the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the Conference Committee, the A26 amendment is a technical amendment to a number of provisions. I'll run by them quickly. It's based on information from the agencies after they saw the bill to try and make corrections so things work better. The change on line 1.2 is to the Lanesboro Dam language, and it just clarifies that it's for design and construct. On 1.3, it relates to the Glacial Lakes Trail and inserts the acquisition development of it because that was omitted by accident. 1.4, deleting the word office. This is in the minute provision because not all of the space being modified is office space, so they want to take that out. On 1.5 to 1.8, it relates to the Camp Ripley project and clarifies that it's pre-design, design, construct, and equip, not just design and construct, and then adds in some additional language that the Department of Public Safety requested relating to completing site work. On 1.9, this is the regional medical examiner's provision on the House side, and it inserts who's making the grant to Hennepin County for that project. On 1.10 to 1.11, this is the Moose Lake Correctional Facility, and again, it's clarifying what the money is for: design, expand, renovate, and equip, not just expand and renovate. The line 1.2 and 1.3, this is the deleting language that's unnecessary in the Lewis and Clark appropriation because the same language is elsewhere and applies to the whole bill. Lines 1.14 to 1.6, this is in taking out duplicative language in Article 2 that is covered in another area. And then on 1.17, it's deleting the 2010 reference Lanesboro provision because it is no longer needed since that's the money for that project is gone. So it is, that's the technical amendment to the House language to put it in the shape it would be in if ultimately any of those provisions are adopted by the conference committee.
Thank you, Ms. Dyson. Good work. Members, you have the amendment before you. Are there any questions regarding the technical amendment to House that relates to actually the numbering, I believe, relates to House File 622, but we'll put that language in the shape that we're going to need it to be in later. Representative Suzinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question to Ms. Dyson. Just on section 1.6, we've got the addition of and equipment. Would there be any questions of if the money was expanded and the equipment was used for whether bond or cash, would that potentially open it up where the dollars were, you know, sometimes you, what's bondable and what you have to use cash portions for? Would that be create any issues there?
Ms. Dyson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Suzinski, I don't believe this creates any issues.
Seeing no other questions regarding this technical amendment, the Chair moves that the adoption of the A26. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Amendment is adopted. I believe that takes care of what we can take care of now. This committee is in recess.